Hey, a good and erev Rosh Hashanah, my friends. We are on day 30, which is called Breath and Honey. Wishing you all a sweet and happy, healthy, good new year to come for you, your families, our brothers and sisters in Israel. I speak in this chapter, very, very important, about the shofar. And one of the things we say every time the shofar is sounded, we recite the Hebrew phrase, Hayom Harat Olam. We use the tune, Hayom Harat Olam. Today's the birthday of the world. Referring to the tradition that Adam and Eve were created on Rosh Hashanah. But what does this prayer have to do with the shofar and connecting the shofar to the creation of the world? So I shared a very beautiful idea. Rabbi Yonatan Eishpitz, 18th century rabbi, wrote that the significance of the shofar goes all the way back to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Because the Torah tells us when God created man out of the dust of the ground, it says, Vayipach ba'pav nishmat chayim. And he blew within him, into his nostrils, the spirit of life. Vayihi nefesh chaya, he became a living being. It was really God's breath that transformed man from just a lifeless being into a person, a spiritual entity. And so in Rosh Hashanah, which is the anniversary of the day that God creates man with his breath, we are then commanded to take our breath to create something. In this case, what is it that we're trying to create? A sound from a ram's horn. And by sounding the shofar, we're basically beginning our year by copying God's most enduring and creative act. The shofar is the ultimate reminder of our ability to create. And so when you hear the sounds of the shofar, please God, tomorrow and the next day, think to yourself, what is it that I'm going to create this coming year? How are we going to direct the beautiful gifts that God has given us to do good things? The gift of our creation, the gift of our life. What are we going to do with the gift of our sight? What are we going to do with the gift of our legs, the gift of our arms? How are we going to run to do good things and help people with our hands? And then there's one other thing that I mentioned, and that has to do with the age-old custom to dip some apple in the honey. Dip the apple in the honey. I don't know why I feel like singing. Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew word for honey is davash. Davash is spelled with a dalid, a vet, and a shin. The gematria, the numerical equivalent of that word of davash, is the same as the phrase av harachamin, which means a father of compassion. So when you dip the apple in the honey, it's more than just we want a sweet year. We're invoking Hashem's compassion. We're turning to God and we're saying that, yeah, at the end of the day, with all of our technology and sophistication, we are still mere mortals that are in need of your love and your compassion. And that's really what Rosh Hashanah is all about. It's about coming before Hashem in a sincere, genuine fashion and say, Hashem, you know, you did not create us perfect. And we succumbed and we messed up. We want to try to do better in the coming year. We are asking you to really be compassionate with us. And so the apple and the honey coming before Hashem with humility and modesty, and then the shofar using our breath to blow the shofar, which is what Hashem used his breath, so to speak, to create us. We're using our breath. What are we going to do in the coming year? And in doing so, we create a zechut for ourselves. We create a spiritual merit for God to bless us with a good year by thinking to ourselves how we can do better and by acknowledging, because the main point of Rosh Hashanah, don't lose the forest from the trees. We don't clap on our chests and say, I did this wrong, I did that wrong. We do that on Yom Kippur. The point of Rosh Hashanah is to first ascertain who is God and we are his creations. Hashem is the sovereign king of the universe. He runs the show. We are his loyal subjects. We've messed up. We want to do better. But in order to do that, we have to first ascertain, acknowledge, set up the system of God the Creator, we the creations. May you and your family have a beautiful, beautiful year to come. And may the entire Jewish people, the IDF, have incredible success. May all the chatufim, the hostages, be released. May we see peace and just goodness in this coming year from our Creator. Shana tova, ketiva v'chatima tova.